This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and this is going to make no sense, but I'm on a mission to Mars, and I've got a duty to please that booty. I don't know. That was something that popped up in my head.
It's good. It's good. Stand
by. I thought
maybe
it was like an inside joke to someone. Yeah. Like you were like, I'm going to say it on the podcast.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's great. Okay. I'm Brandy Posey. And the other day I heard four old guys yelling about 5G outside of a kebab place. And it felt like the pandemic never happened.
Aww.
I'm Tess Barker. And I don't eat fast food except for the every single goddamn day and sometimes twice a day that I get Starbucks.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Starbucks is fast food. We can just say it.
It is, right? It is.
It is, yeah. It's just dressed up. They've done a great job at dressing it up and putting a little bow tie on it. But
you know what? I feel like they're lacking. Can I tell you guys, this has happened to me a couple times at Starbucks recently. I don't know if you've had this experience, but, well, if you get cookies at Starbucks. Do you get cookies at Starbucks?
I don't get cookies.
I don't go to Starbucks, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they used to give you, like, your pastry in the little, like, brown, you know, the brown envelope pastry
bag. Brown bag.
Yeah.
Now,
we
all know they come wrapped in a different plastic airplane food bag, but they used to take it out and give you the illusion that it was coming out of some sort of a case. Now, if you don't ask for it warmed up, they just give it to you, like, double bagged, which is just
They're like, downsizing their sandwiches small. It's like they're, you know, because but they're keeping the money the same, so I think there's been some cutbacks that we the consumer
are bearing.
We the consumer
the
are noticing.
Yes.
Yeah. But yes, fast food. 1000% fast food. I just want to shout out, I'm gonna be in Truckee, California at the first weekend of September. So if you're in the area around Tahoe, Truckee, come out. I don't have the details exactly yet, but I will soon. So come and see me.
Hell yeah. And if you're in Los Angeles on this Sunday, the 27th of August, I've got Picture This at Permanent Records Roadhouse. Come on out. Great lineup. Always a good time.
Yeah, and you can catch, we are putting our dates on our website, so ladytoladycomedy.com. You can see where we are individually, together, two-headed beast, three-headed beast, pick your poison. Should we get into our episode?
I think we should. It's a fun one.
This was so fun.
Really fun. She's got a podcast called Black People Love Paramore, and we had a great hang with Sequoia Holmes. Well, let's just jump into it. So excited to have our guest today, Sequoia Holmes. Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here. I was just telling y'all off mic, this is like a dream.
It's nice to have you. Man, I did a high five the other day that, like, we both, it was so good and loud. We both were like, oh. Like, you know when you get, like, a good ass high five? You get, like, you both make that little, like, sonic boom.
It's crisp.
Crisp. It was
crisp,
nice.
Like the fall air. Just like
I was real literally going to say that exact thing.
Yeah. Yes. I love a high five. Mm-hmm. I do. I have to say that's something that people do, like when you're running like a half marathon or a marathon. Like I will take every high five someone offers me.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I wonder where, because we know like handshakes came from like checking to see if the other person had a weapon or something. Apparently, that was like
We don't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God! Wait, do I know something that no one else knows?
I think you do.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was like to check that the other man like didn't like he wasn't going to pull a gun. I don't know. Something about checking
that
weapons.
Makes sense. It sounds very like Shakespearean or whatever.
Yeah. And right. Just like, of course, fucking guys. But I'm wondering what high fives, where they actually came from. Cause it's, you know.
Oh yeah. I think they just feel good.
I think it's a much, it's not even, it's like, you don't need to check that I have this. We're both fine.
Yeah. It's like, I also don't want to touch you for that long. I kind of just want
to.
Yeah. Cause a handshake can like be like, you can intimidate. Yes. You can intimidate someone with a high five. Yeah. Like it's just like
way friendlier.
It's way a high five in formal wear is what it feels like.
A high five, like there's a level of encouragement that isn't happening with the handshake.
Yes. Yes.
So you know. So I've looked it up, and Tess, you'll love this. Apparently, it's between two Dodgers is like where the handshake
came, or the
high five.
My
came
boys,
from.
Really?
Yeah. It's generally accepted that the first real high five was done by Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke of the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team on October 2nd,
1977. Oh my God, we have a record of the
that
first.
Yes. Recent?
That's really
it's
recent.
That recent.
We've only
it's
been really high fiving since the 70s?
Yeah, like the late 70s, 1977. I mean, we're coming
this
up.
This is weird.
Yeah.
This is a historical podcast.
It's not even 50 years old yet. Like
no, it's like my mom's older than a high five. That's so weird.
I think of high fives as like almost like we're doing them with the sock hop. Like
you would think so. No. Yeah.
Wait, that's have I told wrong. You guys? I have a really embarrassing high five story. Actually,
great.
Write it down. When I was in high school, one of my girlfriends was like dating a boy who was in college, and so I had come with her to like. I think drop him off at the train station in Union Station or something. So we'd like drop him off at the train station for college. So we're like in LA. We're like, oh, we're in the city. Let's do something like cool in the city, you know? Yeah. So we got super duper stoned and went to the Johnny Rockets on Melrose.
Yes. Yes.
And we're just living our best life. And the waiter behind the counter was like this gorgeous man who looked like Brandon from 90210, like in the Peach Pit uniform. Like, can you imagine? Like, he was this like stunning boy, and his name tag said Jonathan Dallas, which I think means he was from Dallas, but we were so high we thought his name was Jonathan Dallas.
And also, what a name.
Jonathan Dallas.
Yes. Exactly. So we're just like, and like, he came over, he could tell we were a little bit fucked up, so he kept giving us like extra waters and stuff. Like when he did, I think they might do this for everyone, but when he did the catch up for our fries, he like made a smiley face, and like we were just like, we're dying over this Jonathan Dallas.
Yeah.
And so we're just like tittering and like eating our french fries. And all of a sudden, like in the middle of this high cloud, I just hear Jonathan Dallas go, hey, high five. And I leap up from the bar, stand up, like reach out for a high five from Jonathan Dallas. Every single person in this Johnny Rockets, it's an absolute needle comes off the record moment. Like it becomes dead silent. All you hear is like the oil in the fry thing crackling. Uh-huh. Everyone goes silent. And Jonathan Dallas goes, you know how to get to I-5? And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yes, no.
Oh, no. No. That's the biggest Dallas tragedy I've ever heard. Oh, no.
Yeah.
As very of its era, not having GPS on the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's my 1999 high five story.
That's very funny.
Where are you from, Tess?
Camarillo.
Oh, you just said something. I don't know.
California.
Yeah. I'm from the suburbs of LA, like in between. It's basically in between LA and Santa Barbara. So like an hour outside of LA.
Got
where
it.
Are you at?
I'm from Long Beach. I'm
you
from
are?
Long Beach. And,
okay.
Yeah, originally. So I thought I was going to know where you were talking about because you were in the city. And I was like, oh, you said something I didn't know.
Opposite side. Yeah, Camarillo. We're known for our outlet malls.
Okay, got it.
What is Long Beach known for, you would say?
Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
I didn't even know he was from there.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what
rap music.
Beautiful, perfect.
Well, the Queen Mary.
Yeah.
That's true.
Long Beach Dub All-Stars.
I don't know what that is.
That's the band that was Sublime after the lead singer died.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Sublime. Yeah. Yes, that's also another fair one.
Yeah.
Where do you live now?
In LA, in Culver City.
Cool. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Are you all in LA too?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that we're all like East Side, Silver Lake, and couple of Eagle Rocks.
The East Side. I just moved to Culver City, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not renewing this lease. I'm moving back east after this. So.
Yeah, I've also lived in Culver City, and I had the same experience.
Yeah,
because it's so good on paper.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's hard to just not get, for my it's spirit. Hard to get there. Is anyone? Are people refusing to visit you there?
Not yet, but I feel like they're slowly like, hey, girl.
Yeah.
We've had enough.
Get it? You know. Yeah. We've had enough.
My sister and I can't say Culver City without saying it like how they say it in Troop Beverly Hills. So she's like, Culver City.
It definitely has a connotation.
I love that. Yeah. Now, that's the only way I'm going to say it going forward.
I definitely, speaking of the high five story, I definitely had a straight up, like, out of a movie, had someone say hi, how are you to me. Somebody who, like, I don't know that. It was, like, one of those things I'd met them once, and, like, they were a little awkward. So I was like, oh, cool. They're saying hi. And they were saying hi to someone behind me. I did not recognize it for quite a while. Like, she started walking towards me and talking. And, like, it was to the person behind me.
Oh, no. Did you realize, like, did she realize what was happening
to you? Yeah, because then she was like, oh, yeah, also you, sort of. And I was like, oh no.
Awkward.
It was really bad. It was just like, I can't believe this happens in... Like, this truly happened.
I know.
I'm so sorry. Life. Yeah, and then you know what's so tough about that is the exit.
Yeah.
How do you dismount that situation? Like,
yeah. I think I just, turned my head and changed.
But we need like an embarrassment portal that we can just like hit a button on the back of our head and then disappear into the floor.
Oh,
and
then, God.
Where do you show up? Nice. That is the question. Where do you pop? Pop up.
I mean, after the embarrassment, take me to the K spa.
I feel like a ball pit is just where you're gonna end up. I don't know why.
That's fine.
Like, you could just drop into a ball pit full of embarrassed adults, like that would actually be like a nice community building.
It really would. Wait, this is actually a great plan. Let's execute. How do we exactly. make this come to life?
We have to find all the old McDonald's playgrounds that they don't have anymore.
I know.
Maybe not yet for Santa.
I need a big wash, a big bleach sesh.
Yeah, yeah. I need to do a big bleach sesh.
Yeah.
Big one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Submerge them in the ocean for saline reasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Power wash.
Yeah. You guys big play place kids growing up?
I was, unfortunately. Like, that's how I'm disgusted by them now. I'm like, oh my God.
Same.
Yeah. Ooh.
The scent. They have such a specific scent, too.
They do.
I can still smell it. It's disgusting. It smells like dirt and plastic.
And human.
And ooh, that was the worst one. I really did not. And human.
It was so crazy. Did we had one on the East Coast called DZ Discovery Zone.
Oh, I've been to DZ.
Okay, I didn't know if that was a national chain of
Discovery Zone.
DZ Discovery
Zone. Yes.
DZ was awesome.
Yeah, it was fun as hell. I remember I had several birthdays at DZ's. That was like we were the generation of slides and ball pits, I think, right?
Yeah, before they really thought about germs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a different time. I miss it.
I do too.
Yeah, we rented one out for like my junior prom to go after.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I grew up in Salt Lake City, so if you want a Mormon prom activity, that was it.
That makes sense.
I remember going to like a McDonald's play place after a Warped Tour when I was like in junior high or something. That like because the line to get out of our Warped Tour was like so long that a bunch of us just said fuck this and just went to a McDonald's and just played in a play place. That's like dirty punks for like an hour to like let the traffic go down.
Oh God, dirty punks for an hour.
It's delightful.
Were you a Warped Tour person?
I was the type of person for Warped Tour, but I never actually went to Warped Tour.
Oh, I saw Paramore at Warped Tour.
Of course, right. Yes. I'm like, yeah, that's like the place where I would like to see everybody, but I just saw Paramore for the first time because I was not a Warped Tour kid.
Oh, you did?
Tell us about your podcast, Black People Love Paramore.
Well, I have a podcast, Black People Love Paramore. Thank you, Tess.
Yeah.
Where every episode I talk about one topic that Black people like that mainstream media doesn't necessarily associate with Black people, like Paramore, but also Tony Hawk, anime, astrology, ginger ale, funny stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Ginger ale.
Thank you.
What kind of ginger ale do you like?
Ooh, this is a hard question. I thought that I didn't really have much of an opinion on this, and then I had two ginger ales kind of back to back, and I was like, those were different experiences.
They definitely, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm a Canada Dry girly.
Interesting.
I think. Yes, yes. I think Schweppes or Schweppes, is that
Schweppes?
The one?
Schweppes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's one of those words like you only really read it. You're never like, give me a Schweppes, bartender.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think I like that one very much. I didn't think I enjoyed Schweppes.
I agree.
Much.
I think Canada Dry is the canned winner.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
But you're right. Like when you start getting fancy, because my husband's really into ginger ale, so I'll get him like those bottle ones. And like some of them like make you cry.
Oh, they can get very spicy.
Because they're really spicy.
Very, very, very spicy.
Oh, yeah. I need to try some bottled ones. Okay, I've never had like anything but the canned
ginger beer. Ales. Those are the ones that are like, woo, they're really in
okay.
your face. Yeah.
Good to know.
They're great though.
Really good to know. Great.
Yeah. Big, 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 big fan. Love them. Yeah.
Have you had anyone bring something on the show that you're like, I'm sorry, I can never like this?
You know what? I have, and I hate to say this because I hate to yuck someone's yum. I really
right.
do. Mm-hmm. One of the most commonly requested topics is, and I'm afraid that someone in here is going to feel away, is Taylor Swift. And I simply don't like Taylor Swift.
I was going to ask you because
I'm
obviously.
I'm wearing a Taylor Swift hoodie.
I knew it.
And our producer and I were at the show on Tuesday.
Yeah, you got three white girls. You're probably okay. The odds are one of us is going to like her.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, she has such a big black fan base as well. And so I'm like, right. I need to cover this, but no one wants to hear. And I know this because I'm listening to a podcast right now where someone's doing it. No one wants to hear you disparage their favorite artist.
Of course.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't really need to say much in the episode. I just need to find people that want to talk about it and let them go at it and shut the hell up. So that's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's
we
fair.
Have a guest,
that's fair.
A guest host this week.
I'm like, maybe I don't even need to be on it. Maybe I can just go ahead and let you all have it.
Well, has anyone changed your opinion about something because
question.
They've been on the show?
My opinion about house music shifted a little bit. That was an episode topic that was pitched to me that I was like, I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
And there was just so much to house music. There was such a breadth to it. So many different types. And it originated as in a black space in general, which I was not aware of. And so I was like, oh, okay. And I went back and listened to Drake's techno-esque album again after hating it the first time, and I was like, okay, I see where he thought he was going.
Techno album. Does he not sing on it?
He sings, he sings on it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just like very
I need to listen.
I don't know how to put it.
It's like that house music thing where they kind of just take like a vocal thing and loop it.
Yes. Yes. It's very looped. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes I feel like so many things. Like, you know, you can not I kind of like have instincts towards not liking certain things, you know, but then you're like, okay, like I get it. Like that's, there's a lot more behind this than I thought.
I think usually it's about like just learning enough about things that you can like start to see the nuance.
Yes. 100%.
I mean, that's like why, like when if we had to take like a music appreciation class, like, okay, I see why Mozart's cooler or whatever.
No, literally that. In college, my roommate took a history of the Beatles class or something. And I've just never been like a Beatles girly. Neither was my roommate.
Yeah.
And then she was playing it all the time. And I was like, oh, this is good. Okay. I understand. I'm like, nope, this is good. I hear it.
Totally.
I was actually we are going to talk a little bit about Taylor Swift, but
sorry.
go. No, please.
Just all I can think about.
Tess went on Tuesday. It looked amazing. Yeah. I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan. Like I've just never been able to like get in, but I love spectacle. I love anybody who puts on a fucking show, and obviously this bitch put on a crazy show.
Laugh.
She put on a show.
So I was watching TikTok lives. Like I've just been watching, even as not huge. Like I'm like I have to see this, and like fucking amazing.
Yeah, ridiculous. Like, there's only one of like it's like I'm sorry, but there's a hype for a fucking reason. Like this, she's not like she's ridiculous. She's fucking ridiculous. Like
also, sorry, go ahead.
Three and a half hour show, as we all know, but like, I'm sorry, she's 33 years old. She's written 10 albums that are wildly different from one another. It was like, it was almost like 8 concerts in a concert. There was like a country concert that turned into a pop concert, that turned into some witchy shit, that turned into like, I mean, every single set had its own like fucking calculus, high production value, lights. I mean, for Lover, she had like these gorgeous like flamenco dancers all around her, like dancing in these beautiful dresses. For Enchanted, she had a full-blown fucking ballet. There was one part where like, talk about trapdoors. There was a trapdoor. And she would just like go into it. I mean, she was only off stage at most for like 2 minutes at a time. Just to like piss and change costumes. And then she would pop back out.
I don't even like, trust that she's pissing. I feel like she's an apparatus.
I don't either.
Or she's just a Barbie doll or something.
But
that's possible.
Yeah.
I was watching it on TikTok and it was fun. Like I was just scrolling through everyone's different, you know, views of it. And yeah, just a crazy show. And like the stamina. I was like, fuck, I've been telling myself all week that I was going to get up early and take a walk, and I have not done that. And the bitch is on stage.
I know.
The bitch is on stage for 3.5 hours straight. Like,
three and a half hours straight. And, like, I saw on TikTok, Whitney just sent me, like, because we're like, what do you do during the day when you know you're going to go do that? And, like,
that's a good question.
Yeah. She sent me, like, a TikTok of her, like, arriving to Staples Center in a Suburban. And it's like, imagine just being on the 110, like, all right. I'm about to go just perform for an entire football stadium of people for 3.5 hours, and it's only going to be my ass out there. I have nobody back. Like, it's me and 70,000. Like, how do you even, like, what do you listen to, a podcast? What the fuck do you do?
She's been doing it for so long. It's probably, like, regular to her now.
I'm sure it's
probably
like,
yeah, I'm doing the show later on.
Yeah,
go to her.
I have an 11-year-old niece who is obsessed with Taylor Swift.
That's
and
sweet.
Had I known how deeply her obsession ran, I definitely would have gotten her tickets to this Era Tour before they were ridiculously priced.
Right.
But now I'm so sad. I really want her to be able to go, and it's pretty much over, and she's not coming back to the States till 2024. And I'm like, maybe I'll figure it out by then. But
yeah, that almost like gives you some time.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
Something I heard too is that like if you check Ticketmaster when the concert starts, Ticketmaster releases all the unsold tickets at face value. So there was
Taylor has some unsold ones?
Because I had I had like an alumni thing the other day, and I had a friend that got 2 for $50, like decent seats too.
I will go
like
look.
last minute.
Is she done? Yeah. Is she done in Los Angeles? Was the night last
night
already?
Last night was the last night. Yeah.
Damn it.
But I will say, okay, like, I don't know. $50? I don't know if I buy that because
it was
they were
from the Ticketmaster site. Yeah,
but
I mean,
it might have been a somebody reselling, like Ticketmaster itself.
Maybe.
But Ticketmaster does show people who do resells too, I think. So
Well,
but yeah, last minute, I mean, people are trying to get rid of their tickets. So
last minute potential deals.
I kind of want to go back. Honestly, I feel like I need to see it again.
I'll go
to London
in 2024 with my niece if she wants to. Yeah, the London show or something. Yeah.
Did you make any bracelets? Did bracelets happen?
Bracelets did not happen. I ran out of time.
Tess said that they sold out of beads in LA. No, LA didn't have any beads left.
Oh.
There was a run on beads.
That's so funny to me. I love
it. It's good to know for next time. I'm just going to hoard a bunch of beads and just
You should be like, you know, people are selling hot dogs on the street. Just be selling beads the show.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like some knockoff stuff. I'll exploit it. I'm good for that.
I mean, I'd never been to SoFi Stadium before, so that was kind of cool. Mm-mm. Just like seeing the stadium. I'm going to have to go for sports reasons. But
Tessa's husband is a sports.
I'm married to a sports person. Yeah, but we kind of accidentally, like, we couldn't find our seats, so we did like an entire lap around the stadium. Which, first of all, is like, I think a literal mile we walked. Like, it's so fucking big. But it was really cool seeing like everyone's outfit, like all the little kids dressed up so cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
There was like a dad with a recovering John Mayer T-shirt.
Oh,
recovering John Mayer fan. Sorry.
I was like, wait.
No.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. See, you said Taylor Swift, and we're like, well,
sorry.
You gotta check. No,
sorry,
please go
for it. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, there is, I feel like there's some things that all of us have a thing where it's just like, you know what? It's just never going to be my thing. And I know that about myself.
Yeah, not, oh, totally. Okay. That's okay. Yeah. Totally. That's how I feel about Game of Thrones. It's like, I don't care. 19,000 people can sit there and tell me I'm going to. You Game of Thrones too?
Yes.
Yes.
I also tried and I just could never do it.
Yeah. Yeah, like you're not going to talk. I appreciate you. God bless you. You're not going to talk me into it.
At all.
Yeah.
Have a course. Enjoy.
Nor should you try. Nor should you try. There's plenty of things for everybody.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The great part.
I just finish Big Little Lies for the first time, and it was incredible.
It's very,
so I will watch HBO content, just not that
fucking
one in particular.
That's how I feel.
God damn it. What's her name in the...
Laura Dern?
No.
Reese Witherspoon?
Very big actress. Whose name?
Not Reese Witherspoon.
Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
And season two.
She's so insane in that.
I didn't watch season two yet. I just finished season one, but I'm gonna.
Oh, okay. Season two is great. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
We're not. I hope they're coming out with a new
Me
one.
Me too.
Yeah. All those. Yeah. Little prestige dramas.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about
all day? Every day.
That's fun too. Righteous Gemstones
is funny.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. This season is fucking. Oh God, it's the best one. It's the best one yet.
I you know, we were like going through Hulu and they've got tons of just like classic shows on right now. And I was like, God, there's like so much to watch. I mean, they've got like Designing Women and just like, you know, stuff that I haven't seen forever that I'm like, oh, maybe I should watch this. And my boyfriend was like, do you think that they're doing this on purpose because of the strike to just be like, look,
yes,
you're not running out of stuff. You got told. And I was like, oh, fuck, you're probably right. Like,
definitely.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, yeah, there's so much to watch. Like, you might not even notice. Like, oh, right. There's not new shit coming out.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a little depressing thing there.
Well.
Okay, we're going to take a break and be sad. We'll be back in a second.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Sequoia.
And we're going to play a game to get to know you a little bit better. That means you get to hear one of our great theme songs, Who, What, When, Where, Why.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
Why? Wow, incredible.
That was special.
Yeah. Going to be touring our stadium show soon.
Absolutely.
Our theme songs. Nice. That would be so fun to like have that level of spectacle for our like 5-second theme songs.
That's like when, did you guys see when like this old Conan sketch, like the Slipknots? Did you ever see that sketch that he used to do?
Oh, I sort of remember it.
It's the stupidest shit in the world. It's like a barbershop quartet that throws nuts on the ground. And they have a song about slipping on nuts. But then they opened for actual Slipknot. Like that was the...
Oh my God.
And they like came out in front of the Slipknot's like stadium crowd. And they like did their little Slipknot song and got booed and people threw a bunch of shit.
Definitely. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't feel like Slipknot's crowd would take it well. I don't know.
They already want to throw shit at someone. So actually funny. It's the perfect.
Yeah. Waiting. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Fucking killed me.
Okay. So there are no wrong answers to these.
Yes.
Here we go. Number one, Sequoia, who's the boss?
Me.
Good answer. Have you always known you were the boss?
Love it.
Yes. According to my mother, I've been the boss and bossy my entire life.
Do you have siblings? Would they agree with this?
I have an older half-brother who's 11 years older and did not live in the same house as me.
Okay.
So I don't think he understands the fullness of the boss.
You are the boss, but he wasn't there to fully experience it as much.
100%. Yes.
I like that.
Do you remember, like, what kind of kid were you then? You were just like...
I was a bossy but reserved child. Like, I was never going to go up to someone and speak first unless I had a particular interest in them, which was not frequent. I liked to be around adults more than around other kids. And when I was around other kids, I wanted to boss around. I wanted to be their parent.
You wanted to be the adult. Yeah.
I wanted to be the adult. Yeah, because you don't have one and I am one. So I don't.
You had a quiet power. I like that.
Yes.
Were you guys bossy kids?
Yes. Yeah, I was definitely a bossy kid. I remember very specifically in like kindergarten, I was really into Ninja Turtles, and we had these toys that were like you could build. They weren't like, they were like connector things, but they were like kind of like zhoop, they like made noise when you put them together. But I built what I considered a Mouser, which is like one of like the little robots in the Ninja Turtle TV show. And I wouldn't let anybody disassemble it every day. Yes. I was like, no, that's mine. We don't take it. We don't take it apart. You can build whatever you want with everything else, but that's my toy. And I remember very specifically being like, don't touch it. It's mine. To every other child.
I'm not understanding the confusion. Why would you touch something that I assembled? Same. I built it. Yeah. What are you doing?
There's plenty of other things.
Do whatever you want. Other things.
Yeah. You can play with it if you want. You have to ask first, but.
Right. We'll see.
Yeah, but, I'm in charge.
I mean, yes, 1,000%. I was definitely a bossy kid.
I don't think I was at all, actually. Like, I have no memory of being bossy at all. Like,
really? Like, not even with your younger sister or anything?
No, like, not at all. But I was a very adult kid. Like, I was a child actor and spent a lot of time around adults. So I think I was definitely that vibe. But I say, like, I have no memory like you're talking about. But then my oldest niece, who's, like, me again, is like everyone says how bossy she is. So I'm like, I might have been, and it just was like,
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember feeling that way, but I know I was, and my family tells me I was. And then I look back at, like, we have some videos of me as a kid where I'm just like, oh my God, I'm just directing, you know, everything.
Yeah. Maybe I was bossy because, like, my favorite thing was, like, producing plays that I made my brother be in. Okay, maybe I was bossy.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I made my friend group be the Cheetah Girls. I was Raven Simone, naturally, of course.
Of course. It was,
yes.
Yeah, you're always the girl organizing the group things and then being like, but we all know this is who I am.
So. Yes, and we're taking this seriously. If you step out of line, we will replace you. Auditions are
up today.
Honey, there's another greyhound coming into this playground tonight.
You can pack your things and get out.
Wait, I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast before. Maybe we have, but Tess talking about being a child actor, have you talked about being in a Barbie commercial before? Because I don't think I knew this.
I think I have.
I don't know.
I don't think I knew that either.
I feel like it was new information. We saw the Barbie movie, and she was like, I was in a Barbie commercial. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I was 5 years old. I have like no video of, like, I remember taping it, but I don't remember seeing it on TV or anything. It was just like me at a table, and my line was, we're into Barbie.
And you were with other kids, or was it just you?
Yeah, it's me with like 3 or 4 other girls.
Oh my God. And we're playing with Barbies at a table. I wish we had video of this so bad.
Yeah. I know.
That's hilarious.
And it's a big reveal.
Yeah.
Wow. I have no idea. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Sequoia, what was your favorite movie growing up?
It was The Cheetah Girls.
Oh, the Cheetah Girls movie. I forgot. Yes, that was, I mean, Disney just like all day, right? Wasn't that one of the ones that they just like were like, we're just running this?
Yeah, Disney Channel original movie. They threw a bunch of money at it. Whitney Houston was executive producer on it.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that. That's amazing.
I think Debbie Allen might have choreographed lots of it. Not positive on that, but there was a lot of star power behind Cheetah Girls. It was big.
You're younger than us, so I'm having to Google this. Okay.
I remember it totally being a thing. Yeah,
it was the same director as High School Musical, so kind of similar.
Okay, it was Kenny Ortega.
It was huge. You were just like obsessed. So of course you're making your friends. Were all your friends obsessed with it, or just you?
I'm sure I was by far the most ridiculous with it. I had cheetah print everything. 100% of things that I owned were cheetah print at that time, but they were all pretty into it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it when you're just like that level of dedication as that you have that like you can't, you know, is just like so specific to that time period.
Yes.
I love that.
Is this before or after that, So Raven? Because it's a...
This is after or simultaneous. Cheetah Girls is 2003. I think That's Raven was around the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. It was simultaneous. Yeah.
Okay. I love it. Man, Raven Simone.
With the rise of Raven.
Crushing it.
What an era aesthetically...
Yes. Raven Simone changed my life.
Are you still into like animal print then?
No, I'm not. I'm looking at my closet. I'm in my closet.
I guess you can have an easy, yeah.
There's no animal print to be seen. No,
that makes sense. You got it out of your system.
I did.
I will be the Cheetah Girls
for Halloween. I will be doing that. So,
that's a great costume.
Thank you.
Have you started compiling the outfit?
Not quite, but I usually do start around this time. I take Halloween pretty seriously.
Do you?
So
yes.
Give us some past costumes.
I was a very realistic The Weeknd during his era where he was running around with the plastic surgery.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
The red blazer.
Yes.
I was The Weeknd. I was, what's another funny one? I was Quavo from the Migos, which I put the tattoos on my face and like I had braids at the time, which acted as dreads and had like a fake Versace shirt. That was also fun. I've done Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. I've done Kim Possible. I've done Shego from Kim Possible. Yes.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh my God. And so you actually, like, you get the idea and you follow through. I think that's so impressive.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite holiday. Like, people know. I take it seriously. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
Do you, like, throw a party? What do you usually do? You just go to a big party or something? Or what
I just go somewhere. Yeah, I'll, like, do whatever. I just have to get my costume together, but I'll do whatever that day.
Did you go to the weekend's, like, horror nights thing at the...
No.
I think it was last year. So apparently haunted houses now are, like, getting with celebrities. Like, Shaq had the haunted...
Shaqtoberfest.
Shaqtoberfest at the Queen Mary.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that slightly.
I would have gone to.
Yeah, but then the weekend went with what is it
called? Halloween Horror Night.
Halloween Horror Nights at Universal.
I wanted to go bad.
Last year, yeah.
Because I love The Weeknd.
I don't know.
I wanted to go very, very badly, but what I've heard is, because I went to Halloween Horror Nights in high school and it was awesome and I've always wanted to go back, but now it's so popular that you have to do like the VIP one where you don't have to wait in line or you're going to have a really shitty experience. And that one was like $300 or $400. I'm like, I'm not.
Oh no, this sucks. I don't want to do that. I'll go to like Not Scary Farm then.
I feel like that's probably
the less popular one that I still enjoy.
I'm like, who's sponsoring Not Scary? I want to see their celeb
Dave
collab.
Coulier. They got
cut it out, and it's just like a chainsaw. I always think one of the funniest tweets I've ever read, it went viral like, I don't know, 6 years ago, but it was like, if I pay $75 for a haunted house, I better die. I wish I could turn to the person that wrote it. I don't know.
My favorite is, I always love, like, I forget, it's in the Midwest somewhere, but that haunted house that takes the photos like at the moment of a scare.
I've not seen that.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. And my favorite part is like couples that go through, the guys that scream and throw their girlfriends at the monster. Just like, man, if you saw a picture of your relationship on the back end of that, it's a conversation. It's a conversation.
That is a conversation.
It's a real moment to see, what someone's really like.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, tough guy. Those kill me. I love those. I love a haunted house. I love a haunted hayride. It's so silly.
I think like some years I'm like very at Halloween, I'm the same where I'm like, I've got my idea early. You know what I mean? And some years I'm like, last minute. This year I'm pretty sure that, so me and my boyfriend have been watching Vanderpump Rules. We're obsessed. And I think we're going as Lisa Vanderpump and her husband. So I'm very excited to.
It's going to be so fun.
She's very glam. And so it'll be fun to like be very glam. And they always have Pomeranians. So we'll have like two little Pomeranians. You know, like stuffed animals. Nice. And then my boyfriend just got to buy like a shitty wig, I guess.
Yeah, I think Adam can just do like a button down to like the third button.
Yeah, just that like a button down tucked in and like a bad sandy blonde wig with like, we'll have to give him some shitty some like big eyebrows.
Yes.
That'll be the key.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm very excited for that.
That's a great idea.
That is a good one.
So this is a year where I'm like, oh, I'm getting ready early. Like,
I love it.
Yeah,
you guys are smart.
Yeah, just plan a little bit.
It takes a while.
You know what? Guys, you know you're gonna have these awesome costumes. So does that mean that like you make sure you have great plans to wear the costume to?
It doesn't, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like you put a lot of effort in, and you're like, oh, I did not go anywhere cool enough for this.
We're going to Instagram.com with this costume.
I'm not too worried because shit always pops up for Halloween. Like, we'll go to something.
Yeah,
whatever.
There's always something that comes up.
Right.
Because I feel like maybe my problem is I wait too long until I have the plan, and I'm like, well, that plan's definitely like a Rite Aid situation.
That's fine. Yeah. You know what? I mean, it's like not everyone can prepare it?
I do have a costume I really want. I wanted to do it last year too. I might have talked about it, but I still want to do it. So I kind of want to do it. But I want to be the Chiquita Banana Lady and like hire a makeup artist to do my makeup in an all yellow and blue palette.
Oh, that would be
cool. And then make my husband be a banana.
I love it.
I love that.
That's fun.
I love that. That's so fun. Yeah. Also, banana's an easy costume. Sean can't complain about that.
Right.
That's
it's great. A win-win. Like, I get to be hot and cool and he gets to wear an easy costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a that's very really win-win.
Cool. Yeah.
I think that's super fun. That's great.
But again, guys, I don't know. I'm glad we're all enjoying it. I'm not going to do it. It's too expensive.
It's a lot of work to go into it.
That's good to know. Yeah, good to know about yourself.
Okay. It's what I would do if I actually was going to put money
right,
into it.
Right, if you were like Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Heidi, the you one. Know what I being like, all right, this is like my fucking thing and I'm putting a lot into this.
Bless the worm.
I know, also, that worm, the worm, last year, the worm.
Also,
I should have ever seen.
I've never had an opinion on Heidi Klum, really. And then the worm, I was like, okay.
Well, also, I loved it because I started seeing photos of it with no context. But because of the time of year, I was like, oh, wait, that's Heidi Klum. Like, I just.
Oh, you knew it was Heidi Klum?
Like, because I just started seeing pictures of this weird thing and I was like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, wait, it's Halloween. Oh, it must be Heidi Klum. Like, anytime that happens, you know it's her.
Okay.
Also, so I kind of feel like I was actually on, and Will You Accept This Rose, and we were talking about, there was a worm reference in The Bachelor this year, and obviously in Scandoval, James called Tom Sandoval a worm with a mustache.
A worm with a mustache, yeah.
Which was an iconic,
that's a great costume.
Worm with a mustache. What if Heidi came back as a worm with a mustache?
That's fun. Iconic.
That'd be amazing. Iconic. I'm just going to go in and Photoshop a mustache onto those old pictures.
That's the only way she can upstage herself.
Yeah.
She comes as a worm with a mustache. Yes.
She's been planning
for months. But I also kind of feel like, I guess the point, I'm like, I still feel like she Heidi Klum'd in that she brought worm into the zeitgeist.
Yeah. Definitely. Yep.
That is very true. Shit. That's powerful.
Yeah. God, she's so cool.
She is.
Okay, Sequoia. Next question. Oh, Wendy's or McDonald's?
Ooh, hard. This is a hard question for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one's ever asked me this before. Okay, I'm going to give you my rationale a little bit. Okay,
yeah, great. Please. Let us inside.
I love a Big Mac. Mm-hmm. A number one, classic. No cheese, is my go-to order.
Okay.
I feel that Wendy's, though, is a better overall establishment. You know, they have the Frosty. We love a Frosty.
We love
the spicy nuggets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so hard. They have better beverage items. Like the lemonade at Wendy's is just really good. This is so hard. I don't know.
I feel like, I don't know why. Is it just
McDonald's?
Me? When
you're
going to McDonald's?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an American classic.
And the fries, it's a Big Mac. You can't.
Wendy's doesn't have anything comparable to a Big Mac. Where's my special sauce?
That is very true.
Yeah, that's true.
See, I eat the chicken stuff at Wendy's. I don't go burger usually, so I'm like
same.
Wendy's.
Exactly.
You know?
I like their salad, too. They have this good chicken salad that's really tasty.
Their salads are legit over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have better stuff, but not if I want a burger, if I'm going to a fast food place, I likely want a burger, and therefore I'm going to go to McDonald's.
Is it just me? Like, does Wendy's feel like it's like the higher tier overall? Is it just in my head, or is that true?
No.
It's also because it's harder to find. It's not.
Yes.
It's a rarer occasion.
And dare I say, it's fronted by a woman, and that's just
that.
One time,
and she has red hair. I love a red hair. Yeah.
So you know how like Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's, he's like all about adoption, I think, because maybe he was adopted or something. Like
you're dropping facts that you're like, you know how everyone knows
everyone
the founder
knows.
Of Wendy's is all about adoption?
He didn't know his name. Didn't know anything.
No one else knows this. Okay, so he has like a foundation that helps kids get adopted, basically.
Okay.
And then get into foster care. But I remember reading about, okay, this was like a joke I was going to make that never happened, but basically, like, I read the numbers once about, and it was like, we've helped, it was like a paltry amount of children. It was like, we've helped 5,000 kids. And I was like, 5,000, Dave 5, Thomas? 000. Like, you should have helped a lot more kids with all that fucking
Wendy's.
Money.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it just makes me think of, like, obviously every big corporation has to have, like, this is our charity, yeah. just to be
yeah.
like,
yeah, yeah.
We're
yeah.
fine. It's their.
Well, yeah, how else are you going to launder money if you don't have a charity?
Yeah. How are you going to do the tax write offs?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you, yeah. exactly.
I know. Every time, like, a place is like, oh, would you like to donate the change to a charity? No. I'm like, no. No,
no,
never.
I know those motherfuckers.
I will also, not be the reason you get a fucking deduction.
Absolutely not.
We no. really need to get our tip shit together too, because like,
yes.
I'm getting asked to tip in like crazy places, but then the people who need the tip, it's not on the thing, and I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, you should be getting the tip thing here. What's going
absolutely.
On?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, like I was at my burrito place down the street. Like, it's like, obviously, you guys need a fucking huge tip. And I gave them one in cash, but it doesn't have the, like, tip thing at the end. I'm like, you just made a burrito by hand.
Yeah.
You should be getting a tip. Like, yeah. it should be on the credit card.
Right. And, like, yeah. you're so right. Why are we living in this world? I mean, I have a joke on stage where I was asked to tip at the dermatologist. At the fucking dermatologist.
Yeah.
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 Stop.
Yeah. That's fucking health insurance.
HealthNet referred dermatologist. Ask me for a tip. But then if you go, as I often do, to the Starbucks balls. And Target,
mm-hmm.
they won't let you tip them. And I'm like, yeah. that's such fucking bullshit. Like, why? Just because mm-hmm. you're a Target Starbucks, you guys are
whoa, that's
more,
weird.
Yeah.
That
like,
is weird.
They will straight up, like, I'll just be like, well, you guys didn't see this then. And I'll just like leave cash on it. But like, they will like tell you that they don't accept tips. And
it
I'm
must
like,
be a Target thing. Cause they're like, then they're going to tip the Target, which also, yeah, you should tip the Target person for yeah. bagging your shit.
I don't want to know anything bad about Target. Oh my God.
I know.
It's too
sorry. I'm so sorry. It's probably,
everyone
it's probably,
should just be making more.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really the bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Wendy's. Oh,
well, okay, Sequoia, where do you want to visit?
Where do I want to visit? My gut reaction is Washington, D.C., because it's my favorite city.
Yeah.
Why is it your favorite city?
I lived there for a little bit, and it just has a vibe that I enjoy. I also majored in politics as an undergrad, and so it's just like the vibe. But that feels so basic. So I want a different answer. I'm trying to think of what
think,
a better I, answer.
No one ever said Washington, D.C. Yeah. I don't think
of course,
basic
because
all.
It's basic. Everyone's like, yeah, no, I want to say something funner than that, you know? I do want to go to Amsterdam. I have not done Amsterdam, mm-hmm. but like to do that. Partake in a little shroomage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a tip for doing shrooms in Amsterdam.
Okay.
If you're going to be alone, bring headphones.
Okay.
Because I took shrooms at the Amsterdam Zoo and it was like the most incredible experience of my life. I had
sounds
this
great.
Really spiritual yeah, experience with a jaguar.
Wait, sounds great.
It was
do
like
they have cheetahs.
They don't have cheetahs, just jaguars. Damn. But like I was like sitting in I was literally telepathically communicating with the jaguar. It was amazing. but then a bunch of children came. And started speaking Dutch.
Mm.
And I had to hightail it out of that mm-hmm. zoo. I was like, get me in a cab now. So just, you never know, like, when children are going to start speaking Dutch around you.
For that reason.
That's fair.
With or without the shrooms.
Yeah.
That's really the point. Yeah. Like, with or without the shrooms, the kids around me speaking, I'm like, please go. Yeah. You exactly. need to go, or I need to go.
Oh, man. I remember the first zoo I ever went to in, like, second grade. Have I told this story about the gorilla on the podcast before?
I don't remember.
So I remember we were scandalized because this gorilla came over to the glass in front of, like, 20 second graders, looks at us, takes a giant shit in front of us, and then he picked up his poop and then took a beat and then ate it.
You're joking. No.
And then every child just started screaming because it broke all of
he
our
was just
brains.
Trolling you guys.
Yeah. He full on was just like, fuck you kids. And then he just took a giant bite
we
of
we have to
shit.
Free them. We have
oh, yeah.
to
yeah.
free them.
No,
that
for sure.
For yeah.
just humans. We yeah. have yeah. to free them.
I went to the San Diego Zoo, which I do think they have a cheetah there.
Okay, great.
They probably. Do, and it's friends with a dog.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, I
it's friends with the dog.
It's friends with the dog. Sounds and they race great. The dog with the cheetah sometimes. Yeah.
Aww.
And even there, like, you know, it's obviously one of the biggest zoos and like you know, you're like, okay, I think they're getting treated well, but you're just like, God, this feels small for this bear. Yeah. it's just still doesn't feel great. Yeah. And I mean, they probably wouldn't survive in the wild. Well, you know, all the things that we know, like they're taking care of animals that may not like have a chance outside, but
yeah.
I just remember
the panic in all of our chaperones, like for the rest of the day, because it rocked them because they didn't know. Because they lost control completely of 20 totally. Children. Just,
was when you all got red pilled. You got poop pilled.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
Did anyone barf when that happened?
No. I think we were all just like, to see just a truly wild thing happen was just this like, oh, anything can happen. I think that just broke our little child brains to be like, we were like, the world can be anything.
Yeah.
A radicalizing moment for a bunch of second graders.
I did the opposite as a kid. I had these guppies. Did you guys have guppies as kids? Or was that just like
your own guppies?
A goldfish is a guppy?
No,
or is
guppies
that
are way
thing?
Smaller. They're kind of clear. They're like almost nothing.
No. I had goldfish that I like dived for.
I had guppies that, and my mom heard me one day like explaining to one of my friends, because we kept them in the bathroom. I was like, yeah, I have these guppies and you don't have to feed them. They just eat their own shit or poop. Oh, and then they keep it. And my mom's like thinking, I feed these guppies. She thinks she has no idea that I'm feeding these guppies. Like, I was giving my mom no credit for taking care of these fish. I just thought I had magical fish to eat for hope.
Sounds like a kid.
Yeah, sounds about right. Magically, things just happen around me. It's great.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, last question, Sequoia. This one's important. Why don't we table this till next week?
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Because a sense of urgency is important.
Oh,
so we should address it now.
Okay, good call.
Are you good about that, Sequoia?
No. Only when it's something that I feel urgent about. Other folks, I'm like, okay, I don't know. I try, but
you're not Halloween.
Quiet,
sorry,
the quiet bossiness coming out.
The quiet, you know, like
1,000%. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yes. Okay.
If I must.
But you're right. You're also right. So
thank you.
Okay, we are going to have quiet urgency with this break, and then we'll be back in a second. Hey, everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
I'm Sequoia.
And it's time. Lady problems. Send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com or give us a phone call at 323-6-BUT-30. B-U-T-T.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hey, ladies. So I have been listening to the show for, oh my God, probably since I was a freshman in high school. I'm 24 years old now, and I am married. My husband is starting his second year of medical school this fall, and I am in a master's program for statistics. We live in the middle of nowhere in like a teeny tiny, like very rural state, and it's hard to find like easy side hustles and ways to like make money because we're in debt because my husband is in medical school. Duh. Granted, he will graduate with like way less debt than most people do, but still it would be really nice to like cut down on those student loans. And so I kind of thought I could sell feet pics, but every time I bring it up to my husband, he's like kind of on the fence about it. And then by the end of it, he's like, yeah, let's do it. This is great. It's whatever. I don't care. I think it'll be fine. I'll even help you take the pictures. And then when it comes time to actually do it, he always backs out. And so I want a way to, like, have this conversation with him that's, like, healthy and doesn't, like, totally put him out of his comfort zone. But, like, also we need to make a little extra cash. And I'm literally majoring in math, and calculus doesn't give me, like, enough time to do anything but take pictures of my feet. So, like, please help a girl out, because I really need him to let me take some feet pics. Thanks, ladies. Love you. Bye.
I love this so much.
Respect.
I really like this question. I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. I think, you know, I've been, I wouldn't say I'm exactly in the same quandary, but I am somebody who has thought about starting an OnlyFans before, or about doing something of, mm-hmm. you know, where I sell mm-hmm. some kind yeah. of photo.
Sure. Yeah.
And I do think that if I was single, I would probably be doing it, or I'd be more on the end of doing it. But because I have a partner, obviously there's somebody who I want to consider, and I have talked to him about it before, and he does get a little bit weird about it. And like, mm-hmm. I don't want him to, and I know it's my body and my choice, obviously, but
yeah,
I do want to consider his feelings also, you know.
Yeah.
So it is, yeah. it's a hard place to be in, because like he said, he was like, you know, he was kind of like, well, you want to, like, you want guys to like jerk off your picture? And I was like, honey, they're already
doing
it.
They already are.
You know that that's already happening, right?
Yeah.
Like, why
but
don't
they
I
don't
just get
know
some.
That.
Get
they
paid
don't.
For
they
it.
Don't.
Yeah, right.
They don't.
I guess that's, yeah. I was
yeah.
like,
and they don't want to think of that. Yeah, they're like, they've been in ignorance without it, without
yes.
it being monetary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's, I guess that's what was partly compelling to me about this question, is I think it's actually a fairly common thought to at least entertain. I think a mm-hmm. lot of women entertain this thought. I read an article a few years back about like women who sell their underwear, and it was like a fascinating story to report on, because like it was all people exactly like this caller.
Right.
Who were just like, I need fucking, I'm busy doing XYZ. I only have time for this, but I need some kind of income coming in. And like all of them were pretty happy with the situation. It seemed like everybody had a lot of agency and like honestly kind of enjoyed the work. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, I would guess that part of the reason it's something that so many think about is like, it is exactly that. It is like, number one, like we are disadvantaged as women, like trying to hustle, like duh, it's harder for mm-hmm. us to make money. And number two, it is that thing of like, you're already doing this to me. I want to take the control. Like, I want to monetize myself. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it is, as much as we can say, like, it is like when you're in a relationship, you do have to consider the feelings of your partner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I will say, and maybe this is something you can compare to like writing about the underwear thing, because I think it's also a little hard on the end of like not doing it. It's not super easy to just make income at it right away. Like, didn't the woman who made the most money had to meet in person to exchange the underwear? Is that
they
right?
They did, but almost all of them met in person. I think in that kink, it's like they do want to see the person real quick. But the process, I think I talked to three women who did it, and they all had a process where it was like they would meet at like a Starbucks or a very public place during the day, have the underwear like in a Starbucks bag so it would look like discreet. Walk in, do the handoff, and leave. It was often at like Starbucks or Vaughn's, like somewhere like really public and well lit.
There's
and it
definitely
was usually
kinky shit happening at Starbucks.
Oh my god!
Next time at Starbucks, I'm gonna be like, "What's in that bag? I don't know.
I know.
What is that?"
But I think I'm saying like that. I think that we think, you know, when you think of selling underwear, you think like, "Oh, I can just like post on a website," but like. To actually make money at it, I'm not saying you're gonna have to meet somebody with the feet pics, but it is gonna take a little bit of work. Probably you're probably gonna have to build up like your own Instagram, or you're gonna have to like do something. So just know that it's not gonna be like automatic, and that might be a little. This is even reason more why you'd have to really strengthen the conversation with it with your partner, because it's not like just gonna be a I'm gonna get a bunch of money overnight type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gonna be like a little bit of a process. So I just want you to know that also, you know.
That's a good point.
But also, we haven't seen these feet.
That's very true.
Yeah. We could be working with some real.
These could be $1,000 right away feet. I don't know.
Maybe they just sell themselves. Also, can we just say this about feet? Tell me if anyone else agrees. I feel like feet is one that everyone considers too, because it's like, it's just my feet.
Right. That, yeah. It's no feet. Yeah. Not your face.
Yeah.
It couldn't be further from your brain. Like, whatever.
Well, also, it's literally funny because, like, how many, I'd be curious to know, like, how many people are, like, paying for feet pics. Like, it feels comparable to, like, the John Wick assassins community with, like, the number of people who are doing feet pics versus the number of people actually buying them.
Right. Well, I think that it's a thing where, obviously, like, you can just take some photos and see what happens, but generally, you're going to get more money if you're doing specific requests, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's where you're going to get paid for something. If somebody's like, put your feet on this thing, and then you, like, that's mm-hmm. where the money's going to come, because they want to see something specific and they want to know that you did it for them, or you know what I mean? Like,
oh, okay.
But just generally taking pics and I have no idea, but I think that it's like anything with, like, an OnlyFans, if you're doing custom stuff, you're going to make more money, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. Like, akin to what everyone's saying, it's going to take work anyways, I think, for the feet pics. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if it's worth it to put that same effort into, like, maybe being a hand model or something, you know, because I imagine that the effort levels are similar. Mm-hmm. You build up a portfolio for your hands, if you have hands that are nice. I'm sure there's also, like, a foot model option that isn't necessarily signing up for men to touch themselves to your feet.
Yeah,
I think either way you spin it, it's going to take a lot of work. And it feels like this user is kind of hoping that it's something that takes very minimal work. And I just don't know that this is the avenue that actually...
Right. And, like, maybe it does and I'm wrong. But if you want to explore it, you should. But I think just know it might not be like an overnight success.
Yeah. I think the appeal of it from the people I talk to is, like, it definitely does take work. And I think it is, you still sort of, like, with anything freelance, you have to kind of have a schedule and an organization method. But the women I talked to did definitely enjoy, like, the... it's very flexible. And I think you do work substantially less hours daily than, like, most people.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Totally.
Yeah.
I think it's probably just about getting into the groove of it, and, like, once you're there, you know.
Okay, so we've sold her on selling her feet. Now, the fiance, this is so hard.
Because he seems supportive, and then he gets, like, cold feet, ironically.
Is there a way that you can have, like, a very nuanced conversation with him about it? Like, as we've all sat here, we've kind of come to the conclusion that, or explained the conclusion that it's more difficult for women to make money, especially freelance. Mm-hmm. That's, like, a real conversation to have. Yes. So it's like, so what do you propose? Knowing our current circumstances, here's what I propose. Please have another proposition. Mm-hmm. Or else I feel like you're just saying no.
Totally.
Anything.
I think that's right.
I think mm-hmm. that I would maybe explore it with him together, where, like, you can take the photos, doesn't mean you have to do anything with them, but maybe just be like, let's just have fun taking these photos, and it'll be fun together and silly and maybe sexy, if you know, whatever. So maybe it can be like, let's just take the pictures, we don't necessarily have to do anything with them, but we can have fun with that. And then also I would explore the world of it online. Like, what is it going to look like when you know, look at some Instagram accounts of other people who do it. Just kind of, like, make it less unknown. Because right now it's probably just kind of, like, in that, you know, a little just scary to him and weirdly unknown. So try that too. But I think I don't have that many outlets, like, you know, especially as a woman, just like where we live. Just the reality of it is, like, look, if we want to get out of debt faster... Mm-hmm. These toesies, maybe.
These toesies are going to get you to MD status. And I mean, I think really, like, having the conversation in terms of, like, this is your teammate and you're doing this because you want the team to succeed. Like, you know, like, it's all for the team effort. Like, you guys are young and these are the reasons that you need a little extra money right now. This is the kind of shit you do in your 20s. Like, and it's not, I think maybe, like, I'm trying to, as I'm saying this though, like, you know how men are about, like,
I mean, that's the thing, is everything we're saying is, like, it's still tough to get through to someone's head when they're like, but they're my feet. Like,
well, and also, like, how insecure they are about earning money. Thinking, like, how insecure men are about, like, when their partner, like, when it feels like they're not earning enough money. Like, I'm wondering, fiancé is in med school, if there are some, like, patriarchy issues of, like, oh, weird that my partner is feeling like they're doing this because I'm not making...
doing something because I'm not holding up my masculine end of the bargain.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm also, like, as we're thinking through this, wondering if you guys can have a frank conversation about his own relationship with porn.
Ooh.
Well, because he probably, if he's a person, watches porn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, it's not like that. What's the difference between him watching something and you being the something that's being watched. Like, yeah. It's kind of a similar...
Oh, I feel like it's going to make that conversation harder because obviously, yes, ideally we could have that conversation, but it's like, then I feel like he's going to be like, well, hell no, because I don't want, you know, yeah, like it's going to put him in the position of really thinking of how guys are looking at her like that. And then it's just going to be like, I know,
looking at people like that too. I mean, like, then I know, that's a but I'm just, conversation
I just don't
have.
Think it'll
like,
help. You know,
yeah, it's the humanization aspect. Like now you're like, okay, this person that I'm doing this to might be having similar conversations with their partner. Like, this is a human. This is not just a sex object any longer. Mm-hmm. And I have to reckon with that. There's just like a lot to reckon with. But I'm with you, Tess. I do feel that.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like, I'm like, let's totally break his brain, and maybe we can.
Yeah, brain's okay. Definitely snapped. After that. Definitely.
Gorilla gotta eat the poo-poo. this relationship.
But I think start out with making it fun, maybe, and like taking some pictures together and making it fun, and then like, yeah, I don't, and then just. Maybe you can just tell them, like, let's just give it a shot. Like, it doesn't have to be a forever thing. No one can see my fucking face. It's anonymous, you know?
Yeah. Maybe have fun coming up with, like, a foot name.
Ooh, a persona.
Together.
Come a up persona. With a persona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, for persona. And like, a color of polish that you only wear when your feet are being professional.
Signature color.
When you're in the studio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I wonder, like, you may have some insecurities or, like, fears about this situation, too. And I wonder if that would be something that would be good to, like, talk to him about of, like, you know, that kind of weirds me out. Like, in a way, it weirds me out, too. But, like, honestly, like, this kind of overrides the way I'm feeling about that. So, like, maybe, like, having some conversation, if you are having any doubts, or like, then that can, like, loop him in.
Yeah.
To those kind of like fears, and that's something that you guys can talk through as a couple, so it's not so like, this is what I want to do, this is what I don't want to do.
I like that idea because I think as someone, again, who's like considered this kind of thing, in today's day and age, you know, we're encouraged to be like, it doesn't matter, like you should just be sexual and it's fine, but like you might be having doubts of your own. Like I still, even though I want to do it, I still have, I think, like internalized misogyny that stops me sometimes from it being like, well, that's all that is anyone's ever going to see me as if I do this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I think it can help. Yeah, you're right, to also have that conversation together because it is about breaking that, you know, in general. And it can help to kind of come on the outside of it and look at it from the outside a little bit. Because, I'm like, God, I have amazing tits. And, like, they're being used, but not as much as they could be. Like, for you know, like, they could be making some real fucking money out here. Like, what are we doing?
You know what I mean? Like, when I worked at a website called Break.com, I once hired a man who made sandwiches with his feet to make a foot sandwich for Eric Andre. Like, there's all kinds of ways to make money with your body.
That feels so on brand.
Very on brand. Eric's been on brand for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And whenever I see him at a party still, like, that's stuck in his brain so much. He's like, hey, remember when you made me eat a foot sandwich? That's like, oh.
I love this, though. Maybe she can be a foot chef, and it's like videos of her making stuff
now,
with her feet.
That's fun. We're getting on to something. We're really getting on to something.
Yeah.
And that is what we call finding your niche.
There it is.
Yes.
I think we
absolutely.
Just did it.
Yeah.
Like, I can double as ASMR.
I really do. Oh my God. You know what I love about this? Is like, it's obviously like there's some people that are going to find it horny, but it's like low key.
And so you can
just like put it out there, but like the ones that want it are going to get it.
Yeah. Maybe she like learns how to do her own manicure really or pedicure really well and just makes videos of her doing her own pedicure really well.
Yes. So it can just be like, this is what I do, but then you're also gonna have people being DMing you being like, all right, now
it's so benign, but it's so
totally.
Yep.
Well, that's like, have you guys seen those, you know, those weird 5-minute craft videos that are like insane?
Yeah.
Those are actually like kind of like kink-coded things where it's like actually about sexual stuff that they're doing. I know it's very weird. Yeah, what? it's very coded, but sometimes it'll just be, I don't know, like a woman like saran wrapping something, but that's its own kink or something. So you can do stuff. Yeah, I know. There's a lot of kinks out there. So you can be doing stuff that is even more benign than feet, that seems benign to you in the world, but like actually somebody will want to pay you some money for.
This reminds me of the NPC thing that went viral on TikTok recently. Like the
The NPC thing is like
non-playable characters.
Yeah, you're a video game character who's just kind of sitting there.
You're kind of sitting there repeating the same thing over and over. And there's like this one girl who's super viral about it. And the most sexual thing she says is they like, it's a really long thing to explain. But essentially people send her money and they put little filters on her video because she's live. And they'll like put a cowboy hat on her. And what she says when a cowboy hat is put on her is, wow, you got me feeling like a cowgirl. Let me ride it. And she's like a non-playable character. And that's just like, she's like always bouncing like this a little bit.
Wait, is it a human being playing a non-playable character?
A real person on TikTok Live. Girl. And so people are watching her. And on TikTok Live, basically you can give people gifts.
Yes.
So they're paying to give them these gifts. So it might be something really cheap, like, you know, they're sending a scent or something, but they can also send them like an ice cream. And the girl will say like, ice cream, yum. And it sounds insane, but it's what's happening. And people are actually making like a decent amount of money on it on TikTok Live, which is also something you could consider. This is a very actual non-sexual thing to do that people are making money at, you know.
Right. I do want to add this caveat because now that we're getting into TikTok and all this shit, I do want to say, y'all, like, if you any of our listeners embark on this journey, do it yourself. Don't get mixed up with someone who's trying to promise you money on on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, do it yourself. Yeah.
This is you are the boss.
Yes.
You are the boss.
Who's the boss?
You.
Yes.
But yeah, people are doing, I mean, I watch TikTok Live a lot and like people are doing lots of different shit on there to make money. Lots of ASMR people. There's literally people who just like do scratchers on it and get paid. There's people who do word problems and they're like, can you solve this with me? So there is, and that also again takes some time, but like
there is
people making money doing other random shit. So if you guys really reach an impasse with the foot thing, there are some other things you can
do. Like maybe live she could just be readings. Like
Yeah, readings, exactly. People are doing like
there's a guy that pulls the shell off of an egg for hours. Yes.
There's people who just like do, there's lots of different shit on there.
Pops popcorn with the straightener, hair straightener.
With the straightener.
For hours?
That's part of the NPC thing, but I think that that's a separate TikTok.
But
as well.
It's also like a thing.
Yeah, it's all a separate thing. Just
I thought about doing the NPC thing because I was just like, I mean, sure, why not?
It's so easy. You don't have to be saying anything wild. You just repeat the same thing every time someone sends you whatever.
And like, it seems, and I've seen people be like, it's actually kind of fun. I mean, I'm sure eventually you'd be like over it, but
Wow.
Yeah, I just love that. That's I love when anyone can find a like new weird way to make money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there a thing that you do alone by yourself when you're depressed? Oh, probably blow up on TikTok.
Exactly. Just record yourself.
Real.
Just give them the, you know what? They are taking all the information to feed to AI so that we can be wiped out. But you know what? That's happening anyway. So make some money.
Take us. I was going to say, you know, I think we've had our time.
We're done.
Look, the game clock is winding down no matter what you play, so
that's a fun note. Sequoia, thank you so much for joining us. It's so much fun.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a great show. I thoroughly enjoyed this. Y'all are great.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Let everyone know where they can find the podcast, where they can find you online, anything that you're doing.
You can find the podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, including YouTube. You can find the podcast on social at BPLPpod across all social media platforms. You can find me at Sequoia B. Holmes across all social media platforms. I also have this fun little series that I create on Instagram and TikTok where I try restaurants Drake has name dropped in songs and I rate them. He's name dropped a lot. Drake is a foodie and I rate his taste. Most recently, I went to Delilah. I've done Polo Lounge, I've done Nobu, etc. I'm going to Cheesecake Factory this weekend because he name dropped that one.
What are you going to go to?
The one at the Grove.
That's a good one. Is it the Barnes & Noble next door while you're waiting?
Oh, yeah, naturally. Yes, while I wait for my reservation at Cheesecake Factory, I'll hit Barnes & Noble.
Peak cheesecake, great.
But yeah, so check that out if you want. You can find it on TikTok and Instagram.
That's a really, I was watching some of those. That's a great, I love it. What a great series.
Thank you.
Fun.
Well, thanks everybody. Thanks Sequoia for joining us, and thank you everybody for listening. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hey, I just listened to the episode with Sam on the few episodes behind, but I wanted to call because I wanted to say something about the lady problem of the girl who's 25 and married to the guy that she was with in high school. I was that girl. I married the guy that I got together with in high school, and I just want to tell her, I don't know if she'll ever hear this, but fucking leave. Leave him. I divorced my ex-husband at 26, and it was the best decision I ever made for myself in my whole entire life. There's so much more out there. You will be so much happier. And I really wish you and your friend the best of luck. It's a really shitty situation, but the best thing you can do for her is just be there, tell her, and show her that there is a life other than a life with him. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Hi, ladies. I was just listening to your episode where the caller was asking about weed dosage, and I just had to comment that I am exactly like Babs. In high school and college, I would smoke a lot and function completely fine, and now in my 30s, I am such a lightweight, it's not even crazy. The only weed that I can smoke is actually a strain that my boyfriend grew in our backyard, much like Babs, which he refers to as mystery grape, because the strain is a mystery, but it somewhat tastes like grape. So may everybody find their mystery grape.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine. Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker. Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.